Now, I'm going to start with some questions here, and there's no right or wrong. You can't say anything wrong. All I want to know is the word that you would use, and what you say is right. Okay? What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 in the afternoon? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
day.
Full day.
All right.
Full light.
All right. Do you use a word that has sun in it? Do you say?
Yeah, for sun up.
Sun up? Okay. Is that what you'd say, Mr.
That's Bates? What I do say.
Good. This is exactly what I'm looking for. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears? You need to get the cows in before
night.
What?
Sundown.
Full,
sun.
Yeah, you can say full sundown. I just said night.
Okay. Now, if there's been a storm and then the rain stops, the clouds are going away and the sun is going to come out, we say that the weather is what?
Done broke.
All right.
That's what I'll
say. And when it's going on, we say that it's breaking.
Yes.
When it's breaking?
Yeah, when it's breaking.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long at all? Real hard and it's gone. Do you have a word for that?
Big showers. Hard showers.
Hard showers? Looking for a word, any other kind of word you might use, like toad strangler, trash mover, squall,
yeah.
Gully washer.
We ever had a shower mover, trash mover.
Trash
you might just say trash mover.
Alright.
You have to tell me when I don't know.
Well, just anyone you want to use is fine. What do you call the shelf over the fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Mantelpiece. What do you call those things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Dog irons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you light wood? You know, people in the cities don't even know these words because they don't have anything like that.
No, you ain't never used that. You been born in that stuff.
Right.
You had to cook that.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes? Now, if it's like, I guess like this, if it's built in.
Oh, if you've been, you call it a closet, I reckon. Hang the rags, rang all the racks in.
Okay. Now, suppose that it's like that over there, it's moving.
Shelf robe.
Shelf robe?
Yeah.
What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house that are, you know, overlap like this?
Well, them shingles that they're. That's
the top or the side?
On the side.
Well, that's
the side.
We use a weather boating.
Okay.
That's what we use.
That's side now.
No, it ain't side now. That's just a house finish. The side and just a house finish. That way you can put that on any time, but you're talking about when you complete, ain't you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's weather boating.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? We were talking on the
porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch that has no roof?
Well, it's just a stoop.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Well, that's a cow stall, we call it.
Shelter.
Cow stall.
Shelter, what they go into.
Yes, yeah.